Sports Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right on a day filled with breaking news. We're going to be going into a lot of stuff here in the next 45 minutes to an hour, talking about Ukraine. I'm calling the first part of the Triple Dipper, Ukraine Explained. And folks, this is big doings. I'm not kidding. When I did my monologue a minute ago, it was heartfelt. All right. And by the way, you know, having served in war twice myself, being the son and grandson of veterans who have served in war, I do not want to see another war with U.S. troops in it. I don't. I also do not want us to be seen on the world stage as that feckless entity that used to be a big deal. And so that being said, there's a fine line. And the problem that I've got right now is I don't trust the Biden administration to get it done. That's the deep and honest truth right now. I mean, I'm sitting here looking right now. All you never Trumpers out there, you own part of this crap. You own this. And it makes me mad to think about it. But all you never Trumper so-called Republicans who could not vote for President Trump because he sends out mean tweets and he has a bombastic personality. Well, guess what? You put a feckless, sorry, wow. Okay, let me back off, Phil. I'm getting into yelling mode here. The end result is this. Those of you that voted for Joe Biden and fought against the idea of a second round of President Trump, you own part of what's happening right now. And don't deny it. Don't deny it for a second. Did you see this happening during the Trump administration? No, you didn't. Did you see it happening during the Obama-Biden administration? Yes, they annexed Crimea during the Obama-Biden administration. And now the same Biden who brought you the annexation of Crimea without true consequences and the nuclear deal with Iran that kept Iran fueling terrorist passions around the Middle East, who brought you the onset of ISIS when they jerked everybody out of Iraq without any kind of a plan for withdrawal, creating a power vacuum that resulted in ISIS, so we had to go back in again, who brought you a red line in Syria that once they did cross the red line, we didn't do a thing about it. That's, by the way, when Vice President Biden was vice president, and all he did was bring that with him. That's who you put in charge. That's who you put in as your commander-in-chief. The man who just did his robot walk to the podium, who squinted at the teleprompter and made his statements about tough talk about sanctions that he's been talking about for the last 2 weeks, and then turned around without taking questions and did his robot walk to the door. That's who you put in charge, never Trumpers. Now, I'm not mad at Democrats. Democrats vote Democrat, right? But all of you who chose to go with personality over policy, you own this. And if we see a moment or a flash in history where someone accidentally lights the fuse, it's going to be because of you. And I'll call you out on the radio then too. Because what we have right now is a scenario playing out before our very eyes that I do not believe would be playing out was Trump still in office. Does it mean that Putin would have suddenly become a nice guy? No. But it does mean that when the big dog sees a bigger dog, the big dog doesn't try to do something. When the bully sees someone who won't let him be a bully, the bully backs down. When the bully realizes that the other side can't do anything and won't do anything and is scared to do anything, then the bully becomes a bully and starts bullying those around him. And that's where we are. Because right now, as we sit here at this very moment, Vladimir Putin decided, you know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and just say that, the whole eastern side of Ukraine, that's no longer Ukrainian. This ranks right up there. So let me ask you this. How would you feel if Mexico decided that because there were a lot of people who culturally and maybe even linguistically identified with Mexico, but they lived in Arizona? Then what if Mexico said, because we see those people there, we identify with them and they identify with us, we should go ahead and declare now that Arizona is really a part of northern Mexico. Therefore, we declare it, and we will send our troops there to protect them because that's what we must do. You wouldn't stand for it for a second, would you? And yet, a lot of folks are sitting on the sidelines right now going, well, Ukraine, wow, fellas, that's big doings. Good luck to you. We don't have the luxury of good luck to you because once it's Donetsk and Luhansk, and Belarus and Georgia and the Crimean Peninsula. What's next? Kiev. I don't know. How about Poland? Estonia? Lithuania? I don't know. Where does it stop? It doesn't stop until someone says stop. That's where we are. Good job, Never Trumpers. You own this. All right, there's my rant. I did not even expect that. By the way, that was a totally off-the-cuff rant. Woo! All right, it's going to be one of those days. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid. Conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back with maybe less of a rant. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, Copper.
Yeah.
So Charlene just threatened to come in and try to calm me down. I called you out on the air, honey. Anyway, but she did. She just said, "Do I need to come in there?" And I said, "No, it's okay."
Can't blame you. It's not fun to watch.
No, it's not fun to watch at all. And she's, by the way, she's as that is not to say that. I mean, she's literally is like she'll come catch me in the next room. Hey, come in here and watch this. We're talking about Ukraine. I mean, she's as on it, if not more so, than I am. I mean, I married a political science and communications major. I know who I married. Did I ever tell you, Copper, that our first date, Charlene and I, we had our first date. You know what we did?
What?
We went to a movie, dinner and a movie. I mean, you know, the kind of classic old first date, right? What movie do you think we went to see?
Ooh, some political drama?
No, we went and saw Rambo, and it was her idea.
That's great.
I knew I had found my true love at that particular moment. So, hey, folks, by the way, before I get back into the Triple Dipper, I'm going to be talking about Ukraine and trying to explain Ukraine. That's what this whole first part of the Triple Dipper is, Ukraine explained. Let me just tell you this, though, before I do that, sort of a plug here for what we do at Right Side. RightSideRadio.org, that's our website. RightSideRadio.org, we are a separate entity, all right? We live fully among ourselves. We own the rights to the show. Right Side is a separate entity altogether, and we broadcast here on WVNN. RightSideRadio.org is our website. If you find yourself getting outside the broad range of our AM/FM at WVNN, just know this. You can go to our website, RightSideRadio.org, click on Listen Live, and no matter where you are in the entire world, there we are too. And I'll say it the way I usually do. No matter where you is, there we is. So Listen Live is available to you streaming online through our website. We also have all of our podcasts. And I believe, oh my gosh, I got to check, Copper. I think did we hit 30,000 today? I will check on that in a minute. It may be 29,000. I'm getting confused. But nonetheless, all of our podcasting is available on there. So if you want to hear part of the show again on a different day or send a piece of it to a friend because you think it's worth listening to or whatever, all that's available to you. We also have, because Birdman knows his stuff, he set us up. We got the Right Side store on there. If you want to buy coffee mugs, if you want to buy t-shirts, if you want to buy stickers, all that kind of stuff's available. And socks, which I always get mocked for liking the socks, but we got Right Side socks at the Right Side store on the rightsideradio.org website. And then lastly, let me just say this. This is big doings. I got so many of y'all that send encouraging words, feedback, ask questions, call the show, but I never got a chance to meet you in person. Well, I have an opportunity coming up. I would love to meet some of my Right Side ruffians. So on March the 10th, which is only a few weeks away, March the 10th in the evening at Burritt on the Mountain on Montesano, well, we've got an event. The Alabama Policy Institute, where I also still do work, is having a dinner that night. It's a dinner to celebrate conservatism, and I am the keynote speaker. I would love to have some of y'all there. And the way to do that is, and by the way, I worked out a special arrangement, go to rightsideradio.org. There's the website again. And there's a button at the top of the main page. And it basically says, you know, the Huntsville API 2022 event. Click on that. You can buy your tickets right there. But here's the deal. Only for Right Side listeners who hear me say this, you'll know when you're checking out, plug in the promo code Right Side. That's one word, Right Side. Your tickets are half price. All right. Love to have y'all there. RightsideRadio.org. That was like an entire infomercial. Okay. Moving on. Where is my paperwork? Here it is. So Ukraine explained. That's what I'm talking about right now. So this, by the way, this has been fast moving events. Since we were on the air yesterday, everything has escalated to new levels. The weirdness of where we are right now is apparent. But like I said in my monologue, it's also not without historic precedent. So what happened yesterday, if you're not familiar, I'm going to give you the quick version of it, and then I'm going to play you an audio clip. And Copper, I'll be doing clip three first. But I'll give you the audio clip. So the bottom line is this. Vladimir Putin has been amassing his troops on the border of Ukraine. He's also stacked some of them inside the sovereign nation of Belarus, and Belarus would like for them to leave, but they won't, which means that Putin is basically doing what he wants to in Belarus, which is on the northern edge of Ukraine. Russia is mostly on the east and northeast portions of Ukraine's borders. Well, Russia has stacked 190,000 troops total. They began bringing in the last few days field surgical hospitals and blood supplies to the front lines, which intoned a serious moment about to occur. And then in what has to be considered one of the most odd and revisionist historical speeches ever, Putin basically sat there in front of the camera and said, "So here's the deal." And I'm paraphrasing, but I'll read you a few quotes from it in a minute. "Here's the deal. Basically, those eastern provinces of Ukraine, they're a lot like Russia. They got a lot of Russian people there. So we officially now recognize them as sovereign nations. They are the sovereign republics of Luhansk and, what's the other one called? I just lost my train of thought on the name. Donetsk and Luhansk." What? Okay, so I decided just right now that I hereby, me, Phil Williams, I recognize the sovereign republic of Huntsville. What? What if Tennessee decided they wanted Huntsville? What if Alabama wanted the panhandle of Florida? Since when are you allowed to just declare from one nation what you think another nation's land should be used for? It doesn't work that way. It's an invasion of sovereignty. It's a violation of international law. So the bottom line is he did that. But what he did by doing that was he set the stage for him to send his troops there on a so-called peacekeeping mission, which basically gives him a buffer from his own border into Ukraine. The question now is how far will he go? And then about 04 this morning, local time, Putin began rolling troops into Ukrainian sovereign territory. So right now we have literally seen what the White House began calling today an invasion. All right. They're not calling it an encroachment. They're not calling it an escalation. The White House today began to change the vernacular and officially call it an invasion. I don't know why it matters that you, bottom line is foreign troops are on sovereign soil of another nation and acting against that sovereign nation's interests and seizing territory and calling it their own. That's called an invasion. That's actually called a war. Now, Charlene pointed something out to me that I had not heard, but apparently Putin in a recent speech, I think General Kellogg, she said, referred to this, said that Putin also sees sanctions, like for instance, the sanctions that are being threatened against him now in Russia, sees sanctions as an act of war. So the thread the needle moment that we find ourselves in with the Biden administration being in charge of it is levying these sanctions in such a way and getting it done without looking feckless and without looking like we're scared of what he might do in return. You're going to have to go ahead and take the punch and then swing the counterpunch. That's the way it's going to have to work. If you spend all your time dodging the blows, you never deliver the knockout. So that's where we are right now. Now, I got a clip, clip three, Copper. I'm going to go ahead and do that one. This is General Keith Kellogg talking about the fact that, in his words, we are on the escalation ladder right now in Ukraine. Clip three, Copper, go ahead and play it.
Putin sent his forces into the breakaway republics in the eastern part of Ukraine and basically took them over. The second act was today when the president of the United States finally said this was an invasion. Remember, until this morning, we did not call it an invasion. It was an incursion. The next step is going to be over to Putin. And now we're heading up the escalation ladder. And it's going to be very concerning. And we better have a good team in place in thinking through where this is going to end. Because if Putin believes that he can continue to escalate, and that means we're looking at probably a major invasion of the rest of Ukraine with everything that comes with it. He believes he can. The sanctions won't hurt him at all. He's built up a huge cash reserve. And when you look at what's happening with NATO, they talk about, well, especially the European Union, they talk about, well, they've canceled or set aside the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. Look, there's still pipelines coming into Europe. The Northern pipeline still feeds Germany. The Baltics pipeline still feeds the Baltics. Hmm. So they haven't shut down any of the gas coming into Europe. They just haven't turned on the spigot to the newest pipeline, which doubled the flow. So nothing's really changed in Europe economically. But when we start moving forces and we start moving sanctions, if he believes he can evade it and it's not going to bother him, he may take this to the next level. That's the next act. So, this thing is not done. This thing, we're in the very early stages of this.
I haven't.
Well, there you go. It's not done, he says. And I agree, it's not done. I mean, I'm not a three-star retired general who used to advise the vice president of the United States. That's General Kellogg's resume. But nonetheless, I agree. Colonel Williams agrees. You know, I see this as being something that we are in no way complete here. I don't think for a second that it takes 190,000 troops to walk in and seize two small areas that you now call republics. I mean, that's basically like taking... I mean, what he did was he basically seized Mobile and Baldwin counties, if you will, in terms of the land mass and the population base. Well, not even that much, because Mobile is much bigger in population base than Luhansk or Donetsk. But that being said, there are experts right now who are believing, and I just saw them talking on the air earlier, they are of the belief right now that the amount of massing that he has done, Jennifer Griffin from the Pentagon just earlier, right before I went on the air, talked about the fact that they are at the Pentagon of the belief that he has his eyes set on Kiev and that he is planning on marching across Ukraine. And you know what? Why stop now? Why stop now? You know, I've got the moment. I got the moment. Ain't nobody doing nothing. You know, they're already going to sanction me whether I'm here for part or here for all. So you know what? If I believe that there's benefit to Mother Russia to have all of Ukraine, I'm not going to get it once Trump comes back in office, so I might as well get it now. Give me a few years to solidify. See what Biden will do. What's Biden going to do? Well, it's a good question. It's a good question. And I got a whole lot more. I didn't even touch on it. I mean, I got stacks of paper that we're going to talk about. Ukraine explained. Folks, and by the way, let me say this before we go to the break. Let me just say this. Pay attention, please, to this. And I say that with all sincerity. There's a lot going on in our world right now. There's mask mandates and vaccine mandates and who's got COVID and whether your schools are going to be open or closed and what's happening with critical race theory and are the state legislatures going to pass good budgets and what's happening with the gun bill down in Montgomery and school choice and then up in D.C. Are they going to, you know, get the continuing resolution passed to fund government? Yada, yada, yada. Yes. At the same time, we have an entire brigade combat team of the 82nd Airborne sitting in Poland right now. Keep your eyes on what's happening. Broad scheme. Especially this audience, filled up with veterans and green suiters out there at Redstone and defense contractors who have a part in all of this. Keep your eyes on all of it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Number one of the Triple Dipper. Ukraine explained to the fullest extent possible. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, hitting number one of the Triple Dipper, Ukraine Explained. And by the way, I'm getting feedback already on that rant earlier, so those emails that just came in, the multitude of text messages, thank you very much, and appreciate that. Apparently, I even had one that told me you did artfully explain the position of us right side ruffians, so thank you to all of you who just gave me that immediate feedback. Appreciate it. Charlene does not have to come and restrain me. That is good. Hey, a story off AmericanMilitaryNews.com as of yesterday. Hours after officially recognizing the independence of the separatist regions in eastern Ukraine, Russian President Vladimir Putin did order Russian forces to enter the regions for the supposed purpose of peacekeeping, quote unquote. Yeah, so they are there. The official who spoke, the senior administration official who spoke on this from the Kremlin, basically talked about this being an attack a support of the people of Donetsk and Luhansk. And then the official response from the White House called this a speech to the Russian people in order to justify a war. That's exactly what it was. It was the means by which they chose to justify war. Well, some of the things that Putin said in that speech, which, by the way, Charlene just pointed out to me a moment ago, that Jennifer Griffin called his speech chilling. I've got one article I'll get to here in a moment from National Review dated yesterday that calls it the most dangerous speech of the post-Cold War era. Whew, I'll get to that one in a moment. But some of the things that Putin said in his speech, I mean, who talks like this? And you don't hear this kind of plain speak very often, but he's not known for mincing his words. So he starts off by saying this, a story off of Fox, by the way, dated yesterday. He says, I will start with the fact that modern Ukraine was entirely created by Russia, or to be more precise, by Bolshevik communist Russia, Putin said in his speech. Putin took aim at the current government in Ukraine for trying to distance itself from its historically Russian and Soviet past, arguing that to do so would have consequences. And then he said this, you want decommunization? Well, decommunization suits us very well. Let us show you what real decommunization means for Ukraine. He says, for some reason, Khrushchev gave Ukraine separate status. Why did we have to be so generous and then give these republics the right to leave? It's madness. This was the speech. He literally is basically he's mocking the positions of the neighboring nation's sovereign elected leader, Volodymyr Zelensky. And then he goes into basically talking about the history of the fact that he's at one point, too, he even went on to say that he does not even choose to recognize the so-called statehood of Ukraine. All right. So where are we now? Well, it's 04 this morning. Tens of thousands of Russian troops began moving across the border into Ukraine's sovereign territory for the purposes of so-called peacekeeping. You can find the videos online. There's videos of armored personnel carriers, troop movers, tanks rolling across the line. You don't usually need that level of activity for peacekeeping, but there it is. Townhall.com reporting yesterday. Quote, the invasion has begun. And it talks about the fact that videos are available to see the invasion beginning. He says, this is Obama and the red lines in Syria. The other side keeps crossing them and we do nothing. The invasion of Ukraine has begun and Biden is nowhere to be seen. Well, I will go ahead and give Biden props. At least he came to the microphone today and spoke. All right. Putin has now framed the troop movement, according to townhall.com, as peacekeeping in both of the regions that he's called for separatism. His decision to recognize both regions was seen by the United States and European allies as a dramatic provocation and a part of a pretext to invade Ukraine, and led to the U.S. and European Union announcing sanctions. By the way, the first round of sanctions announced last night were about as tepid as three-day-old bathwater. All right? And here's the thing. Another quote from that speech by Putin. In a wide-ranging televised speech Monday evening, Putin described Ukraine as a historical part of Russia that was illegitimately taken from Moscow and is now run by a puppet regime controlled by the U.S. and the West. Quote, he says, Ukraine is not just a neighboring country. They are part of our culture. You know what that is? That's the, this is mine, and you can't have it. I'm taking it back. That's what that was. All right, folks, we're not done with this. I'm going to keep mincing my way through this so that you can see the broad picture. Right now, one of my political heroes, Nigel Farage, is actually speaking on Fox about this very thing. Secretary of State Blinken taking the microphone very soon. If we see breaking news, we'll jump on that too. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Ukraine Explained. We'll be right back.